You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is May 23rd, 2023. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast on this beautiful May day. Yes, I can't believe it, man. We're almost at Memorial Day here. This year is just flying by. It's just really hard to believe we're almost at Memorial Day. Some news just came up while I was just scrolling through this morning. I found some stuff. Wasn't able to put it in the show notes, but I'll be able to talk about it a little bit. I'll start the show off with that after we go over a little brief review of what we're going to be doing. So today on the show, we've got Art of Shaving is giving away something big for Father's Day. I mean, I've never seen them do anything like this. It's a massive, massive thing going on. So a massive gift. So you're not going to want to miss this. I even left the show notes. In the show notes, I left a link for you to be able to go on to purchase it. The Maggards Meetup is coming up in a few weeks. Actually, it's next week. So really looking forward to hearing all the great stories about that. Wish I could go to it, but I think I'm going to definitely go next year. I got a pre-shave oil recipe that I've used before and I've shared before. I got another one from another website that's even simpler and works actually really well. And if you're into pre-shave oils, I know a lot of us aren't, but some of us are. So I've got a decent recipe to share with you there. And one of the most interesting threads I've ever seen in a wet shaving forum. Definitely want to go over that with you guys. And Father's Day is around the corner for gift giving and a little bit of a guide of what to do and what not to do when giving a gift for your father or for if you're listening from a significant other's perspective and you want to get something for your husband or something around that lines or you're actually going to get something for your dad. Here is what to do and what not to do in the wet shaving world. So guys, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So not included in the show notes, just was looking at, just scrolling through this morning and found a few things that just didn't have time to be able to put it into because are the show notes already done and sent. Wolfman Razors have created the WR4 head, which will be auctioned off this Memorial Day weekend. They'll have about three or four of them that will be on the live auction on the website. And then starting next week, it'll be available for order. This is based on the AC Artist Club blade. So if you're familiar with the Mongoose, the Cobra Razor, the Colonel, a bunch of those other ones out there, this is what it's going to be based off of. So really interesting concept what they're doing there with that. Didn't see this one coming. I didn't think that Wolfman was going to end up being in that part of the game. But I love the Artist Club razors, as you guys know. I'm a huge fan of the Mongoose brand. Which was still around, but I have a couple Mongoose razors, so I'm good for the rest of my life. But I mean, for everybody else out there, if you do get your hands on an Artist Club safety razor, they are a lot of fun to use, and they're very very efficient, great blades and everything. All the blades are pretty good quality, the few that are out there. But really exciting to see that James out of Canada is coming up with this concept. I'd say the Artist Club razors were really peaking in 2015, 2016, where everybody was going nuts over them, but they're still very solid razors and actually based on an original design. So, I mean, they're not, a double-edged razor that's just been rebuilt, which is, don't get me wrong, it's really nice. These razors are all, kind of like the modern wet shaver's safety razor, right? That's what we have. That's what we brought in. One of the razors that we have that will be with our generation. So good to see that. Another one of those coming out. Love, Wolfman always makes some great quality. I always speak positively of them. Love them myself. So I'm sure that this razor will be awesome and will definitely be up to their standard as well. So Father's Day promotion, guys, at Art of Shaving, okay? You're not going to believe me when I say this. I talked about Art of Shaving. I actually went to the last brick and mortar store in the world it's actually in Disney Disney Springs. So you don't need to buy a ticket to Disney if you're there. So you go if you've never been into an Art of Shaving store and you've been doing this only since 2020 or 2021 or whatever, or just never been in one, and you're with your family on vacation, you owe it to yourself to take a 10-20 minute break and go see this. and go into the store and just walk around. Because what was once a brick and mortar store that everybody used to say, oh, it's they're overpriced, oh, it's Procter & Gamble, whatever it was. It really, originally it wasn't Procter & Gamble. It was a different company, a privately owned company that was sold to them. And now the product is available, you know, readily online with promotions. At first, Art of Shaving, there were no promotions. There was never a sale. I remember going in there and there was never anything on sale, only on Black Friday. So if you bought something, it was full price. And now you see online they're doing 20, 30%. You know, I got some stuff from Christmas from a relative this year. You know, so I actually use it. I think it's great. And I do miss the brick and mortar stores. So if you are on vacation and you go to Disney World in Florida, in Orlando, you know, Disney Springs is right around, is right on Disney property. It is just a shopping area. And my wife and I like to call it like Disney World without the ticket, because it's basically got everything Disney has except the rides. It's got a bunch of stores. I mean, if you just like shopping, it's great. If you like good, you know, food and stuff like that, it's great. And it's got that Disney vibe. You owe it to yourself to break off from the family and take a break, because as stressful as vacations are, you can, you know, just to walk around. This store is very relaxing. It's very quiet inside. It's just like an Art of Shaving. And it's exactly set up like the old ones, where it's still got the barbershop and everything in there. So definitely check them out if you're in the area. But this year, they're giving away a free Dovo straight razor with the purchase of a full-size kit. Now click on the picture on the show notes, and that will get you directly to the site, right? Now, this is not, you know, Chevette or anything like this. This is a real Dovo straight razor. So it's like giving you away $100 or something. I don't know if they have too many straight razors, but I would never think in a million years that somebody would do that. I'm actually thinking about taking them up on this just to see if it's real. But it can't not be real. And it's still been going on. So it's a Father's Day bundle. It ends on Father's Day. So you got a couple of weeks to think about it. With a free straight razor, a Dovo straight razor, with the purchase of any full size or travel kit. So you're looking to spend about maybe $150 on this. So guys, if you are looking for a gift for somebody for Father's Day, for a dad out there, and they like straight razors, or they want to take, or they're on the brink of taking, of using a straight razor, this is the one to get, because a Dovo is a good straight razor, right? It's a good razor. You're going to not have any issues with it. And also the kit comes with a brush, comes with all the soap, pre-shave, all that stuff. Art of Shaving is good stuff. It is good quality. And I think for the price with a free straight razor, I don't think it gets much better than that. So I'm definitely very excited about this. So check it out. The link is in the show notes. Just click on the picture. All right. So Maggard's, their annual meetup is next week coming up. I believe it's the first week of June. So next weekend. And it's been 3 years since they've done it. So if you're not aware of Maggard's, the company, Maggard's it started off smaller as a small razor company. I believe Brad Maggard and his wife he was restoring straight razors and stuff and selling, you know, vintage stuff. And now they purchased a vintage building in Ann Arbor, Michigan, I believe. And it's turned into like a big online store with a brick and mortar store. So if you're in the area, they're open from Wednesday to Saturday. And of course they're open every day, you know, for online orders and stuff, where they probably do primarily the most business is probably online. I mean, remember us wet shavers, we're spread out all over the world, but they do a meetup around this time, the first week of June every year. And they've been doing it for several years. Pandemic slowed them down a little bit. They stopped since 2020, and now they're bringing it back. There's an ability to buy a ticket to get in. The ticket includes a bunch of stuff, like you get a meal voucher and everything. They're doing an after party at a local hotel. They've got special pricing on hotels if you're going in that area. So I mean, they do their work on this. They do that. There's gonna be a ton of vendors. There's gonna be a ton of guests, but it's also limited to about 200 people. And last time I checked, they had about 35 seats left. So I'm sure they still have a few left as this podcast is coming out. Just make sure you go and check it out if you're in the area. It is, going to a wet shaving meetup is a lot of fun, guys. I mean, honestly, every time I go to one, I always meet a bunch of people that I never would have met, and, you know, just passing. And to find, you know, that it's not like when you go to work every day and come home, you find people that are talking about it. Like if you're into watches, or if you're into, you know, shoes or something like sneakers or something like that. Usually you can find people in the areas that you're in every day that are into it, right? It's very popular. So if you're into like mechanical watches or if you're into luxury watches, chances are you can go and see somebody and talk to somebody else in person on a daily basis, right? Same thing with if you're into, you know, Jordans or if you're into, you know, sneakers or something like that. There's a good chance you can go out there and find somebody because there are a lot of people. Wet shaving, not so much. I think we're still a little bit more scarce. I mean, definitely leaps and bounds from where we were 10 years ago. But right now, it's still kind of a smaller area. So when you get to go to a meetup and meet up with a bunch of people with a similar interest and that you can actually talk lingo with, you know, wet shaving lingo with, it's fun. You know, I've been to a couple of them. I've enjoyed them. I always meet somebody that, you know, becomes a new friend, and you never really lose that friend in wet shaving. And you get to see the products and stuff in person. You know, Maggard's has a lot of stuff, so you'll be able to see it in person. You'll be able to purchase whatever you want. And they're having a nice after party afterwards. There's a bunch of restaurants from what I've heard. Heard's a very nice area, and you've got a lot of people going too. A lot of, you know, wet shavers and vendors and stuff, so you'll be able to see some cool stuff. So if you haven't gone to a meetup and you're in this area, I highly recommend doing it. And if you aren't, you know, create a meetup, you know, make a meetup yourself, have a few people locally come meet up, and you'll never know who you're going to meet and the new lifelong friends that you're going to make. So for a long time, I've never really been into pre-shave oils. I don't use them too often, although when I first started wet shaving, I bought a Art of Shaving kit, and it came with the oil, and I used it, and I do like it. I mean, it does work nicely. I wouldn't recommend it too much for straight razor shaving. Only reason is because you need your face to be a little bit, you know, a little, not drier, but a little bit not as slick, because you don't want to slip and then cut yourself, and you want your hands, your fingers also to be dry. So that's why I use the Alum block for traction. But with regular shaving, definitely works, especially with the safety razor shaving. I found a really good recipe that I tried online. I've been using one that was claimed to be Art of Shavings for many years, and this one's about the same thing. The actual feel of compared to the Art of Shaving pre-shave oil is spot on, almost the same. The only thing is, I don't use the scents because I don't have any essential oils. I just use the oil base. So it's 2.5 to 3 ounces of castor oil, which you can get anywhere. You know, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it in a grocery store. You can get it at like Walgreens or drugstore. 1 ounce of olive oil. And then the optional thing is skin safe essential oils, which is like 15 drops or so. And this is if you want to scent it. So you can buy a good essential oil. You can get it at some store. I would recommend getting it from a reputable online vendor, just because I don't know anybody in person that sells them, of any scent that you like. So if you like something like, you know, if you want sandalwood or something like that, you can go get that. That's optional. You don't really need it. And then you have, they recommend putting vitamin E oil in it, just to give you a little bit of protection from the sun and give a little optional like shine to your face. But really, it's just the castor oil and the olive oil. That's it. This one's very simple. I tried it out. It smells the same as the unscented Art of Shaving oil, and works spot on the same. If you want to add scent to it, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. It's olive oil, castor oil. That's it. And it works great. It does really work nicely, and it has the same feel. The smell is not too bad. It's a very neutral smell. And again, you can put the essential oils if you have it. If you don't need it. And if you want to use the vitamin E oil, that will just give you a little bit more of a protection from the sun, a little bit more shine, and a little more protect, you know, a little, just another way to get some vitamins into you as well, I guess, right? You know, so try that. Get a little glass bottle. You can buy those little glass bottles. We use it for like whiskey tastings and stuff. If you have whiskey friends or scotch or stuff, we get these vials online. You can buy them on Amazon. They're very, very inexpensive. It works great for aftershaves and stuff. Just get them online, get a couple of those going. You can make this, and one bottle will last you like 6 months. I mean, it's great. So there it is. Probably one of the best simplest pre-shave oils I've seen, ready for you. So the recipe is right on the show notes, just in case you want to copy and paste it, and go right ahead and make it, and let me know how your results on that. Moving along today, guys, one of the most interesting threads I've ever seen on a forum. Recently, I found the thread, "Your Most Unpopular Controversial Shaving Opinion on Badger and Blade." So I read this, and it started up only a month or two ago, and there's like 40 pages of it. So I'm like, this is interesting. Let me read through this. I read through several of the pages and just kept on going what other people say. So what does that mean? What are the most unpopular, controversial shaving opinions? So what do people always say? You know, so one guy wrote, I copied and pasted, and I hope that I'm sure they won't care. What one guy wrote, he just did it really easy, and he put five things of what he said, right? One person posted. It's like, the first one he posted was, most people don't have sensitive skin and a coarse beard, and their technique just sucks. I'd say, yeah, that's pretty spot on. You know, talking about I have sensitive skin and stuff like that. Yeah, I'd say 90% of newcomers that have problems have really bad technique, and they haven't perfected their technique. That's why it's really important. I mean, Mantic has that ebook to read. It's a great read. You have to take the 30 days or so and learn how to use a brush. Trust me, from the guy who did not do that and thought the same thing, where I was shaving for years and thought I didn't have sensitive skin, and I said, oh, I have sensitive skin. I didn't. I just really didn't know what I was doing. There are zero science to making a decent lather. Those patented techniques are just crap. Well, there's science to it. Probably not. I'd say just practice makes perfect on that one. And then a couple other ones he writes is it's pretty funny. So, I mean, I left the link for it in the show notes. You have to go through it, and you'll get a good laugh, especially for you guys who've been doing this for a while. I really enjoyed it, and I'm going to give you mine here. So I wrote, wet shaving will save you money, and I wrote in parentheses, if you're listening to this, then you know. If you're listening to this podcast, then you understand. Wet shaving will save you money. Yeah, no, never did for me. You can adjust your shave with an adjustable razor, but no one does. I think that's pretty spot on, because every adjustable razor I use, I find one link on it, and I just keep going with it. So if it's a Gillette, you know, Fat Boy or whatever, I'll put it on a 3, and I keep it at a 3. I never ever adjust it mid-shave or when I'm doing above or, you know, against the grain or with the grain. Honing with natural stones provide a better edge. A lot of people will say that. For most part, my edges work well with just synthetic stones. I haven't had any problems with synthetics. I think it's easier with synthetics. I think natural stones is just more, you know, more of a craft. But will you get a better edge with a natural stone than a synthetic stone? No, you will not. Not in my opinion. And justification post for not having expensive gear. If you don't want it, don't bash it. That's in parentheses, I wrote that. Justification post for not having expensive gear. Like a lot of gear, excuse me. A lot of people say, oh, I will never buy this razor. It's $400. Why would you buy it when my, you know, Yaki razor works just as fine? All right. I'm all for it, guys. We know you don't want it. We know you're not going to spend the money. But why are you bashing somebody else's, you know, work? Personally, for me, it's the same thing you see on like watch forums and stuff like that. You'll see, well, I will never buy a Rolex watch because it's ridiculous, and my Casio $20 watch does the same thing. Yeah, we know. Everything is like that in life, okay? The same reason why people buy a Rolls Royce and some people buy a Chevy Cruze, you know, the same thing. A base model car will get you to point A and point B just like a luxury car will. A luxury watch will tell the time just like a cheap watch. And a cheap razor will usually shave you just as well, if not as a expensive razor. But I can't stand seeing this on forums saying, always, why would I spend my money on that and do this when I get perfect shaves? You're not reinventing the wheel. A thousand other people have said this already. We get it. You know, try and do something different. Like, hey, I found this razor. It works really well for me, and this is why. Because as you can see, like that other guy wrote on his, you probably don't know your prep yet if you're talking like this, you know, or it's whatever. It's just hilarious. So those are mine that I could just come up with. I think I could get more too, But I thought it was just, I thought it was interesting. If you have your most unpopular, controversial shaving opinion, I would love to hear it. I mean, this is one of the things that got me, I'm like smiling right now because it's awesome. I just kept reading it. And I this is something that if you want to just send me an email, you don't even have to put any content in it. Just some bullet points of what you think. I'm going to share it. If not, I'll share it on Badger and Blade if you want. But it was really awesome, and it just made me laugh a lot of this stuff. Some of it was really funny. So those are mine. If you have yours, please feel free to share it. Really looking forward to hearing from them, and I'm going to continue to read this post and get a good laugh for the next few days. All right, Father's Day is around the corner. This is the second largest wet shaving holiday of the year. You have Christmas being the first one with gift giving, and you have Father's Day as being number two. So a few tips for giving the perfect gift are, let me scroll down here. One, know what he likes. Please don't just purchase items because you see them. This is a big one. I say this a lot. If you go to Marshall's, if you go to TJ Maxx, all those second stores, whatever, and you see that they have a brush and soap, just don't purchase it unless you know they like it. And all right, you're going to purchase it and get it for somebody. They're going to be like, well, you know, I use, you know, this razor and that razor. I mean, this isn't something that I'm going to use or whatever, but it's a nice, you know, gift to give. But just be careful because some of that stuff is junk and not a lot of people don't like it, right? Especially with some of the soaps and the brushes and stuff like that. Avoid stores such as Marshall's and TJ Maxx, which is what I said before. Plan it out. You'll need to order soon to get it in on time. So remember, a lot of these vendors are online. You're going to need at least a couple days to get it here, if not longer. Plus, supplies are limited on a lot of the artisan stuff. And really, simply just ask him. Ask him what he likes, what he's looking for. Ask for links. You know, ask him, hey, can you send me a link to what your favorite wet shaving site is? You know, and they'll send you Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements or Barrister Man or something like that. And they'll send you the site and say, hey, look, this is my favorite artisan, my favorite site. You know, anything you order here will be great. Or this is what I'm looking for. But really, understand what he likes and knows what his wants. Avoid big Target stores, whatever like that, unless it's something that they like. And then plan it out. Make sure you get it on time. And just ask. Ask them. Ask them, if you know, what do you want? And you will have a great Father's Day. Well, regardless, you'll have a great Father's Day. You know, because the gift is the thought, right? The thought is more important than the gift. But if you were looking for that special gift, especially for the newcomer, for the wet shaver, you know, here it is. Just follow these four steps and you'll be completely fine. All right, everyone. So that concludes the show for this week. Hopefully this finds you well and you're all having some great shaves and some great times with your families and friends for this upcoming holiday. I hope you all had a great Mother's Day and Memorial Day coming up this weekend. So another great holiday. So post some good shave of the days. Have some fun, guys. Take some time off, too, if you get a chance. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. Until the next show, which will be on the 5th of June, shave straight and shave safe, guys. Bye-bye now.